What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lada, what do you got?
All right, so we're talking a lot about the Dodgers, and I went to a game yesterday. You know, I had some of the food there. But today, they are debuting Taco Tuesdays at Dodger Stadium. And they're introducing 6 new taco-inspired food items and specialty drinks. I know we talked about the new food menu yesterday and last week, but I thought that was pretty cool. And they're also giving out a hoodie today. So I was like, ooh, such a good day. So if you're going to Dodger Stadium, make sure you enjoy some tacos.
Can I ask a question about last night's pilgrimage over to Dodger Stadium?
Sure, what's up?
So we did a crossover with Steve Mason at about 3:45-ish, and he was off the air by 4:10-ish. And he said, I'm leaving and I'm going to Dodger Stadium. And I said, you're not going to go to Dodger Stadium right now. You're probably going to go watch like 30 minutes of the Batman in a theater somewhere and then go. Mm-hmm. And then I saw you, all Miss Straight Hair and Dodger jersey, at the game saying that you got there before Mason, but you didn't get off the air till 7, and who knows what else you had to do before you even got out of there yesterday. So I don't understand what Mason was doing that he didn't get to the game until like 8 o'clock last night or later.
I have no clue because I didn't ask. That's none of my business. But he was there after I was, and I did get off of here probably like 7:15, 7:20. Got my Uber on 7:29. And shout out to my Uber. He got me there by like 7:40. That was pretty good. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Steve Mason was doing. That's the him.
He said it was traffic, that Google Maps took him the wrong way.
Oh, hell no. When my Uber took me 15 minutes, nah.
He said that Google Maps got him to exit on Temple, and then he ended up on the wrong way on Sunset and got stuck. Now, that doesn't explain 2 hours, but that was Mason's excuse today.
I don't even understand how that could happen. Like, I mean, I get it's like late in the evening and there's crazy traffic, but that doesn't make sense either.
Just like we did the trial of the century, Sliwa versus Ireland. If we did a trial on where Mason's night went, there's 2 hours just missing.
Oh, no, because look, my Uber driver, shout out to Harvey, picked me up.
Wait, you're on a first name basis with your Uber drivers?
You say his name is Harvey?
That's not a new thing.
I guess that's fair.
Right.
Anyways, I just thought it was cool that he got me there in 15 minutes. I'm just saying. But he picked me up in front of Tom's Urban, which is literally right here.
Right.
And he made it in 15. Granted, he didn't have to like look for parking, so I'll give him that. But still, 15 minutes, 2 hours. I mean, Mace, I love you, but no, I don't buy it.
Plus, the
did Mace go all the way home and then go to Dodger Stadium?
That's what I thought.
He says he didn't, but it would be odd that he. I don't know where the 2 hours went.
Right, but the other thing is
So wasn't he supposed to be there with a listener?
Yeah.
I mean, he showed up.
At what time?
Fourth inning, I think it was.
And then he left at when?
At the end of the game.
He stayed till the
end
of the
stayed? Game. So Greg won, didn't lose his 15,000 mythical dollars?
Correct.
Oh. So no, Ireland lost 1,000? What a terrible turnout that was then.
I mean, what can you do? But, yeah, I don't know what happened to the 2 hours.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, but
I can make a guess.
Oh, this
what do you think?
Where's the music? Where's the reggae music?
Oh.
All right, we jamming.
That was what you.
What do you think I was talking about?
But wait a minute, that's 2 hours.
I mean, it could have been really good stuff.
And what? He fell asleep.
Yeah. Maybe extra indica. You know. Maybe he had a gummy and it just knocked him out.
Oh man, gummies or edibles are bad news.
I don't mess with that stuff.
Yeah, one time, man, one time. That's it. It's a wrap.
CBD gummy. Every night. Yeah. It helps.
Somebody gave me those, and I haven't even opened them.
You got to be careful with CBD, though. You got to get the good stuff. I got a good guy in Tustin. He makes his own. Very good.
It's like drinking an Old Duels.
You know, I think that's a very good comparison, Funch. For real.
No, but I take it just for anxiety. So the CBD is just,
yeah,
you know.
It's good for
anxiety. But don't get me wrong. I don't discriminate.
You know, like, Old Duels is fine.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll throw THC in there, too. I ain't afraid.
I like gummies. I'm all in on gummies. Although I did have a very, very weird experience the first time I ever did edibles. It was a bad deal.
Dude,
bad experience, yeah.
I feel you. It's like somebody wanted to kill me.
Yeah, like I had one of those moments where like I've never really had a panic attack in my life before, but I know I was having like this weird panic attack and I couldn't sit still in this restaurant. I kept getting up and walking outside to get fresh air, but it seemed like to walk from the table to outside was like 6 miles. So I was out of breath and I was breathing heavy and I was sweating. I mean, it was bad.
Did you have an original chicken sandwich after from Burger King?
I did not, but I would like to have one this afternoon. I can tell you that right now.
I want one so bad.
So do I. I'm going to get one.
You do?
Yeah.
No, I do, yeah, but I can't.
Oh, I mean, you can.
No, I'm trying to do the no carbs. And day two, I'm going to I'm going to throw it all out.
Just throw away the bun.
No, it's not even that good. It's a bad sandwich.
Yes. Do Birdie's. Birdie's is a good sandwich.
If you're going to do a chicken sandwich, do Popeye's, bro.
Oh, yeah.
No. Don't do Popeye's.
What do you mean don't do Popeye's?
Chick-fil-A is better.
I mean, that was what you needed to know. Brought to you by Marengo Casino Resort.
Oh, yeah. That's about, yeah. What she said. What you need to know is brought to you by Marengo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Shitano is on fire today.
Shitano.
Yeah,
he is. Yeah, he's on fire.
Everyone's on fire trying to push LeBron James out of town. I don't understand this.
What do you mean? Who's everyone?
Now Eric Pincus is writing a story, right, Funchy? You found this story. Well, didn't you? You and Cap both found it, right? That he's writing like these scenarios about, well, if you let LeBron walk, it's the whole Travis thing that he said the other day. If you let LeBron walk, you maybe could have $75 million in cap space. For who? Bradley Beal? Maybe? Like, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean, like, I saw a story this morning on a website called FanSided. I don't know if anybody knows that one.
Yeah, it's like a Sports Illustrated subsidiary.
Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, these guys, they had this trade idea. And I was reading it, and I was like, okay, would I do this? And it was kind of like LeBron James. Well, not kind of like. It was exactly like. LeBron James goes to Cleveland, and in return, Cleveland winds up sending Kevin Love and a whole bunch of draft picks. Here, I'll read it to you, George. Tell me if you would do this deal. You ready? The Lakers would receive from Cleveland Colin Sexton, Kevin Love, and first-round draft choices in 23, 25, and then you swap first-round picks in 27. So think about that. Lakers get two players. They get two first-round draft choices in drafts where they don't have one. And then all Cleveland gets in return is LeBron. Now, would you do that?
Okay. Say what the Lakers would get again.
Colin Sexton.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Love.
Uh-huh.
Interesting, you get a guy named Sexton and okay, anyway, and a 23 first rounder and a 25 first rounder. So you get two first round draft choices, two players.
So basically, I'm getting a guy that Cleveland is probably going to get rid of anyway, mm-hmm. and a guy in Kevin Love who, yeah, he played all right this year, but, you know, I mean, you're going to play Kevin Love with Anthony Davis? That's what you're going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do. The question is, do you want those draft choices? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Do you want a 23rd?
Well, if you're going to rebuild, sure, but I you can't be. I mean, Ireland's right about this. You can't be trying to rebuild here for very long. That didn't go so well the last time.
Right. Well, and so here's the thing. Yeah. If you are a fan and you have your opinions that are you have real concerns about the front office and what they're capable of doing,
yep.
If you don't have LeBron James, then, and you go into rebuild mode, here would be my question for everybody that wants this. Do you have tremendous faith in the Lakers front office as it currently is constructed to rebuild a roster? That's my question. Do you think this front office, if it didn't have LeBron James on this team and it was complete rebuild time, do you have faith in this front office to rebuild a championship caliber team? Because times are different. You know, back in the Shaq days, you know, you had Phil Jackson and then Kobe. And you had the Lakers were the Lakers.
Well, here's the thing. The Lakers, pre-LeBron, Kevin Durant, they wouldn't give him a meeting. Carmelo Anthony wouldn't give him a meeting. They botched the whole LaMarcus Aldridge thing. I don't think we have a large enough sample size to know if Pelinka could pull that off or not. So I don't want to definitively say yes or no, but I will say that historically pre-LeBron, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, this idea of pushing LeBron out of town, I think when I say pushing LeBron and those that are kind of pitching this idea, I think what people are worried about, George, is that LeBron, if he doesn't sign the extension, that he now has total control, whereas before he had a lot of control, but without an extension, and he's only got 1 year left on his deal, he's in total control now because everything that the Lakers then have to do is to pacify him to get him to sign a longer-term deal. So now if you want him to sign a longer-term deal, it's like, okay, LeBron, what do you want us to do? I want you to sign this guy, sign that guy, get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy. Well, you're handing off control if LeBron does not sign an extension, is I think the fear. Do you think there's any merit to that?
Any fear?
Fear, meaning if he doesn't sign an extension, and he's in his last year, and you think you want to keep LeBron James, well, the Lakers front office, they're going to be like, whatever you need, dude. We'll do whatever you want. Just sign the extension. I'm not signing anything until I get everything I want. So I'm on a one-year deal, and guess what? If you don't give me what I want, I'm out of here. And then he leaves with nothing. The Lakers are standing there with nothing. So do you think that what do you make of this what I'm posing to you, that he's in total control if he doesn't sign an extension? You understand what I'm getting at?
He is in total control if he doesn't sign an extension, but he's going to sign the extension.
See, that's what I think too. So I think all of this will become moot, because I do believe that LeBron plans on finishing his career in a Laker uniform, and I believe that he will sign this extension. It's $100 million, which, you know, to him is chump change, but that being said, he wants to be here. He wants to be in control. He wants his business empire in the entertainment industry to be here. Frankly, I don't believe he's going anywhere.
Yeah, but we've been talking about, like, Brian Windhorst said on national television that he doesn't see him leaving L.A. Like, I know Laker fans and fans in general are like, oh, this person, that person, yeah, they get all bent out of shape. Nobody knows, or nobody's covered LeBron longer than Brian, okay? And I feel like nobody's still, even now, more plugged in than Brian when it comes to LeBron. And what's the phrase I'm looking for? Like, the LeBronomics of the situation, as in, like, economics with LeBron.
Well, you didn't have to explain that to me.
I'm just saying some people don't.
I thought it was really sharp, really smart.
So I feel like he gets that. Like, so if Brian is telling me, and look, I'm not saying he can't be on, he's going to hit bat 1,000, but if Brian is telling me he doesn't see him leaving L.A., I'm going to side with Brian on that one.
Well, but again, I just look at LeBron and I say, he did a deal with the Lakers because he wanted to be in Los Angeles.
But why does everybody want to get rid of him? Like, does everyone remember how bad it was before?
I think the reason people who have this opinion, who want to get rid of him, it's because in many ways they blame LeBron for what has happened in the last 2 years. And when I say in the last 2 years, what I mean is this constant roster turnover, this lack of cohesiveness on the roster, is because LeBron, this is, again, I think the way people think about this, he whimsically decides who he wants to play with and not want to play with. And as great a player as he may be, does that automatically mean he's a great roster builder?
No. I think I told you about this. Like, I think there needs to be a collective conversation.
So, again, anybody who's saying it's time for LeBron to go, I think the reason they're saying that is because they believe that he's got too much control in the franchise, and they're unimpressed with his general managerial skills thus far.
He also put that team together in Cleveland, which is pretty good, you know.
All right.
And well, in essence, him and, well, I guess people mostly credit Dwayne Wade with them getting together in Miami, so.
I just think that, for the most part, anybody that has this opinion, it's time for LeBron to go, it's because they think that he has too much control in the franchise.
Sure, but I look at your boy Tom Brady. Look at Russell. They're all Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. They're all trying to get that.
Trying. Don't have it, though.
Oh, bull. I almost cursed.
That would have been
Laura
great.
Laura got a heart attack when
that would have been great if you would have cursed.
I'm going to break because Laura's mad.
Why?
Because I almost cursed.
So what? You curse in Spanish all the time, and she dumps on that.
Yeah. No memes. I scared her for a second. She thought I was going to say the other thing. All right, we're back
He's
in 2 minutes.
Giving you a heart attack today.
All right, go to break.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is Sedano and Cap, a Live Imaging Tuesday, and all Disco Tuesday. We're going to flavor it up, though, a little bit. A little Favor. Oh, no, Savor. Sorry.
Savor!
I screwed that up again. But it is Luis Miguel's 52nd birthday.
Luis Miguel, I've never been to a concert where more women were fawning at a man.
Really?
Never.
What is the name of this song, Laura?
Ahora te puedes marchar.
Now, turn that up there. That's got a disco sound.
This is basically All I Want to Be with You.
Right, same song, right? Just in Spanish?
Yeah.
You can leave.
He was, I think he was married to Daisy Fuentes for a while, wasn't he?
Really?
And he was dating Mariah Carey.
And Mariah Carey, yeah. People say that Mariah, after him, you know.
Part of the content that Beto posted, our friend Beto Duran on the golf course, was that Luis Miguel came on my golf playlist.
Really?
Yeah, suave.
Luis Miguel. I'm telling you. Laura, is he still a handsome man? Because he was very handsome when I saw him back in the day.
So, funny thing is, I've never really thought he was like a handsome
but
guy.
But ladies love him.
But I had a high school girlfriend that swore that was going to be her husband. Like, she still, to this day, has two kids, is married, and still thinks she has a shot. It's kind of like Captain.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, her kids are named Luis and Miguel or something like that.
Actually, one of them is Luis Miguel.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Were you about to just say that she thinks of Luis Miguel the same way I think of Jennifer Aniston?
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you just anglicize Luis Miguel?
Si.
Okay.
Did I do that too?
Yes.
No, him, Kaplan.
You kind of did.
I mean, you did, but you did it less so than he did. But you looked at me like a deer in headlights there all of a sudden.
Well, I didn't know if that was a shot at me. You're throwing so many missiles today. I don't
know
where
Kaplan.
It's
I'm shitting.
Chris, you know what though? I'm looking at Luis Miguel.
Yes, Luis
and,
Miguel.
And I think what I'm going to do, just looking at some pictures here on Google.
Yes.
I think for the Mandy's, I think I'm going to go with the all black. I'm going to go with the black tux with the black shirt with the black tie.
I did that on Christmas. Not a tux, but a black on black suit.
Yeah, I love black.
Why
on
were you
black.
In a suit on? Oh, for TV.
For the game.
I thought you were just like going to your relatives.
Oh, I was at a game. I was in Milwaukee.
I'm sorry. I couldn't keep up with the Sedano TV schedule.
By the way, QPP Network tweets, Sedano, talk that talk. I like feisty and sassy Sedano. It's the best Sedano.
Yeah, I like sassy Sedano, too.
There you go.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little much.
Yeah, especially when it's focused on me. But if it's focused on other people, I have no problem with
it. He's enjoying it.
Yeah, I like
it's not targeted towards him for a change.
Right. I know. It's nice. I do. I'm going black on black at the Mandy's.
Okay.
Me too.
You know what, though? Hold on. Maybe I should go completely opposite. You ready for this?
Okay. White on white?
How about white on white? Yeah. How about like white
Scarface,
pants?
Like Tony Montana?
Yeah. Right. Huh? That's what I mean. You
Say
got that right,
my little friend.
See. Mm-hmm. White pants, white jacket, white shirt, white tie.
Or you can join Briones and Bergman. They're doing the Dumb and Dumber thing with the ugly tuxes.
No, I don't want to do a Dumb and Dumber thing with them because then
he
goes
Dumb and
Dumber,
dumber
and then dumbest. Yeah, right.
I become
dumbest.
I didn't say it.
Mm. Luis Miguel. He's hot.
He is. Good man.
I acknowledge
Good looking
it.
Man.
I acknowledge it.
I wish I looked like
El
that.
El Sol de Mexico. Even though he's not Mexican.
He's not Mexican? What is he?
Puerto Rican.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Rican, si.
Well, that was not bad.
Thank you.
I'm a little shocked by that.
That he knew?
No, that he like said it kind of decent.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, Puerto Rican.
Not terrible. Right. Like,
no,
occasionally he can roll his R's.
Yeah, but
not
but
like
listen,
Passon's kid, remember? Poor kid.
Just the same way that you guys need me to roll my R's is the same way I need you guys to
I can all you want.
I mean, when Chris says mishbucha. It's got to be mishbucha.
Mishbucha.
You got to put in the mishbucha. Mishbucha. Right.
Yeah, but then it's not going to cut through. It's all a bit.
No,
the
I got
mishbucha.
It. I know.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I got it. I understand. But like this weekend, I celebrated not Passover, Pesach.
But you celebrated both. I saw your post.
You did. That's great. I love that he celebrates both.
That's right.
That's a Rachel thing.
That's a Rachel thing? I bet you Kaplan was celebrating both for years.
No.
Kaplan?
Well,
Kaplan, get those eggs. Get the dye.
She doesn't call
get
him Kaplan.
Get the honey baked ham.
She definitely calls him Scott.
Scott, I want grapefruit juice with my mimosa.
Scotty.
Does she Scotty you?
I think it's
no,
Scotty.
No, she doesn't.
No.
She doesn't. She does not Scotty
people,
me.
I mean, you've been called. I mean, people called you Scotty all the time. So that's
all
not,
the time.
Yeah, Scotty
but
Caps.
She doesn't. Nope, she doesn't. She doesn't call me that.
Right, but did you know that? That's
Scotty Caps back when he was
Scotty Caps when he was a wild man.
But when people didn't like him much,
flamethrower.
Yeah,
when Chris and I were out at Studio 54
right.
doing our thing,
exactly. Scotty
Caps. That's who I became. It's kind of like when Deion Sanders would become primetime, like he would
See,
go into character.
I think we could do a bit here. You should just do instead of like Scotteria. Forget about Scotteria. We'll blow that out because clearly the sales staff doesn't get it. The joke. So what we could do is we could just do like your alter ego, Scotty Caps.
I like that idea. I do.
What do you think, Christopher?
And what would he do in this segment? Same concept.
I mean, same concept. It's just we're just changing the name because clearly the sales staff is not receptive to the name. I mean, the sales staff is not always receptive to a lot of things.
There it is.
But there's that.
See, another shot today. Another shot.
I mean, being honest.
You know, George, everyone knows we're BFFs. I talked about how that one time we FaceTimed while we ate together while you were on the road.
Uh-huh.
Anybody in bed when you were eating?
No, not like Mace.
No.
Okay. He was at the table and I was at my kitchen table. But you're making a live imaging Tuesday tough because you're a little tough to work with today because you're just firing these missiles and people think I'm in on it. So I'm stuck in the middle. I'm just sitting here.
Why do people think you're in on what? And what am I firing?
I'm just you've been all over the place today.
What do you mean all over the place? Like what? Let's talk it out.
I mean, there is a new sales manager that just came
in.
I
like him. That guy, Justin.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I do like him.
He's new. I mean,
Sonato and Calf continues now.
I mean, you don't like him?
I liked him very much.
I've worked with him in the past.
Okay.
I
liked him. I had dinner with him.
Broke bread.
And listen,
the whole mishmoka.
I've been in this business for over 20 years. I know a good sales manager when I see one.
And you've determined before any sales are made that this guy's good?
Well, we also didn't have a sales manager here for like eons, you know, like, so there's that.
Oh, I thought Chris was the sales manager.
No, not they haven't added that to the duties yet.
I mean, geez. I mean, you think he doesn't do enough? This kid, he's going to pass out for us. Like, I mean, he's literally going to be Weekend at Bernie's here pretty soon.
Well, you know. Anyway, Sonato and Cap continues now.
Yeah. Where are we continuing for? What were we doing?
You know, Sonato, I mean, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? More chicken sandwiches?
Oh, my God. I can't believe how much grief I'm taking for the chicken sandwich, though. It's
rightly
crazy.
So. Rightly so.
Yeah. People are saying that there's a Luis Miguel series on El Nefli.
Oh, yeah, there is
one. Your mom says it? Nefli?
No. My mom is like Netflix.
Ah, okay.
Netflix. What if your mother said peanut butter and jelly?
Peanut butter jelly?
She wouldn't say peanut butter and jelly?
No.
Oh.
Not jelly, jelly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Peanut butter.
No, I don't think so, because like, that's like more of like the accent with the Cuban, but like the Mexican, I don't think so.
Peanut butter?
Maybe, I don't know.
Peanut butter. I thought it was peanut butter.
I
got to
call my mom. Hold on, let me call
mom on the air. Just throw she's on the air and say, Mom, can you say peanut butter for us?
Hold on, let me call
you
mom.
You guys want me to call my dad on the air to talk about his vasectomy?
No, we don't
want to
hear about his vasectomy.
You don't want to talk about the stitches in his, you know, no, you don't want to hear about the...
Christopher, we're having fun. What is your problem?
Oh, no, I love it.
Okay.
I like this, but earlier you were just firing missiles. It reminded me of the old morning show days when we had to, you know, we had to figure some stuff out.
Yeah. Occasionally, missiles need to be fired.
When Keyshawn said, we're going to take Sedano out to dinner, I'm going to give him a kiss on both cheeks.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And then I ended up with an afternoon show that had a foreshare. I mean, let's do that again.
Hey, now. See? More. Come on. More, this kid.
You know? Let's do that again. I should be getting like 6 shares in this town.
You would think.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's going to happen. It will happen. Hey, speaking of firing missiles, anybody hearing or does anybody read... Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's column on Substack.
Did
you read that?
I saw what he said about Winning Time, and it's like, look, I get it. We've talked about this. Everybody that was with the Lakers back then is either no commenting or just like trying to like discredit it. It's a dramatization, folks, based on a true story.
But I understand where Kareem is coming from, even though I disagree with him. And here's what I mean. So for me, when I watch Winning Time, you better tell me, because they do it at the end of the show. At the end, they put up on the screen.
Yeah, a little like thing that says it's a dramatization.
Right. I never stick around to read that. You understand? So now...
You wanted to do it on the front end?
Well, I mean, here's the point. The point is that I don't look at Winning
By
Time...
By the way, Laura's really on the phone with her mom asking her how to say peanut butter. It's pretty hilarious.
No, my mom's sleeping. I had to call my dad, but he did say it the way you said it.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
How about jelly? Did he say jelly or jelly?
A ver, ¿dice otra vez? Peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter. That's what I said. Yeah. I'm not crazy. I know Latino people, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Right, but does he say jelly and does he pronounce the J? Or does he pronounce it like a Y? Yelly. Peanut
My dad
butter.
Is so salty that he's not on air. He's like, why don't you just call me? I'm like, damn, dad.
See, you could have called him. I would have been totally fine with that.
Why didn't you put him on the air?
I mean, I could have, but you know, You guys were rolling.
You could have put him on speaker. It would have worked.
That's
too.
True. He said yelly.
He said jelly.
Oh, yelly. See, peanut butter
but
yelly.
But mom probably says jelly.
Jelly. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there you go. I get what Kareem's point is. I get it. And I think the thing Kareem said that made sense was that the characters are too simplistic, that they're just like one trick, like, you know, in their arsenal, basically, and that people are more complex and all that. And yeah, but you have an hour show, and there's a lot of characters in this. It's hard to develop more characters than, like, more traits than that.
Well, look
it's not Game of Thrones. We're not getting, you know, 6 seasons on this.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I said it the other day, when the Larry Bird character shows up, if you're trying to make him as white bread and as Midwestern and as hicky as you can, you got this guy chewing tobacco and spinning it in a Budweiser can.
Yeah.
Like just the props alone painted the picture for me.
But I bet you if I called like someone who covered Larry Bird, like Jackie McMullen or someone, I'd ask her, did Larry do stuff like that? And she'd probably, I mean, I don't know, but I'm guessing yes.
Perhaps. So here's the thing. This is why Kareem and everybody else who's really alive, who doesn't like the way their character is being portrayed, Jerry West and whoever else, is because many of us will watch this. And while we understand it's a dramatization that's based on a true story, many of us will watch it and go, wow, Kareem was really a giant jerk. I didn't realize that about Kareem. Wow, Jerry West was like crazy like that. When I say crazy, I mean like hysterical and angry and throwing things and cursing people out. And, you know, all these guys, the way they're being portrayed is the way many of us will take it as, oh, that's really the way they were. So I understand why Kareem might be upset.
I'll give you an idea. Did you, we always talk about, you know what? Well, we got time. We're going to do Radio Tinder in a second. We always talk about Entourage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you know that Ari Gold is loosely based off a real person, right?
Correct.
Ari Emanuel, who created Endeavor, which is now William Morris Endeavor, WME. And, you know, I didn't see, anything like, Ari Emanuel going on Variety and every publication, disparaging Jeremy Piven's characterization of him.
You want to know why?
Because, he used to rep him. There was one thing. That's one thing. But
well,
why?
I'll give you
why?
Another reason. Because they're not using his real name. So in other words, if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar...
But everybody knew who he was portraying.
Not exactly everybody, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you're wired in... into the Hollywood world of big agencies and
but
so
here,
on.
But here's what I will say this, Cap. And I'm not going to go into specifics. But I've talked to a lot of people about this show, okay? And when you ask them how close are some of the characters, they'll say closer than I would say publicly.
Interesting. Because I have some friends that say that they were there for all of this. And they're like, you know what? This is not an accurate portrayal of who these people really were. And so I don't really know what to believe. So I just believe what I see. And that's what's pissing off Kareem, is that somebody like myself would see this and go, wow, Kareem was a really big jerk. And then Kareem kind of came around and became more of a team guy. And then Kareem sort of had to become a big brother to Magic because he's sitting there at the dinner table
with
the dad
pops.
Going,
yeah.
I'll kick his ass if I have to.
Right.
You know, because dad's pretty much asking him to, like, keep him in line.
Yeah,
you know?
Mr. Jabbar.
So, right. So I don't know if any of this is real or not real, but I'm watching
it's
it as
good.
If I'm watching a documentary.
I literally got home at 12:20 the other night on a flight and turned it on before I went to bed.
And I know Kareem is saying things like it's boring, the writing is bad, it's not funny, the character development is awful. And then, at the end of his entire column, after he beats up on Winning Time, you know what he says? Oh, by the way, on Apple TV, there's going to be a really awesome documentary about Magic.
I bet you it won't be as awesome as Winning Time.
Listen, Winning Time is a great TV show.
Yeah.
If all the names were changed and they were all characters based on these people, I'd still think it was a great TV show.
You think they'd do like EA Sports used to do with the college football game that got them in trouble eventually with the O'Bannon lawsuit, which is just like, hey, it's number quarterback 15, right? Even though we knew who, whatever quarterback 15, who he really was, right?
Right, right.
Anyway, Laura, we have an update from your mom?
Dude, my dad woke her up and it is... How you said it.
Peanut butter jelly?
Peanut butter jelly.
Yeah.
Not yelly?
No, my dad says it a little different. My mom says it a little different.
Peanut butter jelly is what mom said. See? I nailed it. All right. We're going to nail Radio Tinder back in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And yes, indeed, Sedano and Cap, about 5:30 p.m. on a Live Imaging Tuesday. And you know what that means.
What does it mean?
It means it's time for Radio Tinder. And usually we have the Hillside. Oh.
There it is.
Oh, I love it. And producer Lindsay, she's at Disney World. Producer Funches, who I'll throw to in just a moment. We're going to still have Hill Street Blues when Lindsay gets back.
I'm
not going to.
That's part of the show. Like, we like to annoy each other. So.
There we go. Sedano, turn your mic on.
How long
you been doing it? You just talked about it. You've been doing this 20 years.
Well, Laura's been turning my mic off.
Oh, don't throw Laura under the bus.
She has
another missile.
She has been throwing
it's radio up today. It's not good.
Is presented by our new sponsor, Tequila Mandala.
Yeah.
Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. He's ready to go. He's caffeinated. Take it away, producer Funches.
Funchy!
All right, guys. And I got a cap at Burger King. They got a Oreo chocolate shake.
What?
Yes.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
Not a big chocolate person, remember? We've gone
through
this.
Who are
you? I know. Who are you?
I'm the weirdest fat girl you'll ever meet. We talked about this.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, chocolate Oreo shake. Come on.
You know, you're allergic to it. You're like die and stuff. But chocolate?
But you got straight hair today. Your girl just straightened her hair. Do it, Cap. Do it. That's my favorite thing.
Your girl just straightened her hair.
I mean, I straightened it yesterday, but yes.
That's true.
You're still straight.
Yeah. You know, you got to keep it up.
I like it.
I thought you were going to say all the pictures like straight-ish or something.
No. You got to keep it up. After Thursday, you'll see the curls pop back up.
Yeah. Do you put like something on it, or is it just like the blow dry?
No, I had to like kind of retouch the straining.
You spray some of that dry shampoo in there.
Of course. You got to smell good all the time, bro.
Go ahead, Funchy. Sorry,
that's all good. All good. Anthony Davis from the Minnesota Timberwolves is slowly becoming one of my favorite players in the league. He's only 20. Will definitely lead the league in scoring one day, and has a great personality. He was just on ESPN's NBA Today yesterday when he said he's a dog lover. He has a pit bull named Anthony Edwards Jr.
Yes, I love it.
So naming your pet after yourself, is it best idea or the worst idea? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Swiping left. It's a pretty terrible idea, but hilarious for him, because if you've ever met him, and I did, I met him during the draft process. He's pretty funny. Like, so I think it's funny. I couldn't pull that off. I know that people around here.
George Sedano Jr. has your dog?
Yeah, I wouldn't even name my son George Sedano Jr. So how am I going to name my dog that? I did not want to name my son after me. So, yeah, like my son has a completely different name that has never been named in my family. So there you go. So, yeah, no, I'm not naming the dog that, no.
So I also will not name a dog after me. I'm not going to call my dog Junior, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, Junior,
what is the dog's
come around.
Name? Your dog's name?
My dog's name is Jack.
Jack. Jack's now, a good dog name.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I think, nowadays name their dogs human names.
Yeah.
But the
last dog we had was Riley.
Okay.
After Patrick James, but yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
But I will say this. My next dog, because I have this French bulldog, you know, and he's a little guy, but I mean, he's kind of thick and big for a French bulldog.
Yeah, he's pretty
cute.
Heavy.
But he is heavy. But my next dog, I want a much bigger dog, not a little dog. And the reason I want a bigger dog is because I want to name the dog. You ready for this name? Tell me what you guys think of this name for the dog.
It's going to be terrible, I'm sure.
No, this is going to be awesome. Yeah. The name of the dog is going to be Big Dog.
No, that's so stupid.
No,
like
no,
Ben Robinson.
Feel me.
So stupid.
No, feel me on this.
So,
feel me on
so
no,
stupid.
No, nobody's
okay.
feeling
so
nothing.
That
let me tell you what I'm... Let
so
me
stupid.
No, let me tell you what I'm naming the dog after. Yeah. So my favorite Peloton instructor, you guys know who it is,
Alex
right?
Toussaint, yes.
Alex Toussaint.
Yeah.
When Alex Toussaint is in my grill like he was this morning when I was taking a 30-minute hip-hop ride, he was like, let's go, big dog. And I'm like, you talking to me? You talking to me? Like, I'm the big dog? So now I want to get a dog that's a big dog, and I want to name him Big Dog. I'm gonna be like, so then when he's around, I'll be like, yo, come over here, Big Dog. And then when people go, what's his name? I'll be like, Big Dog. What's up, Big Dog? That's a cool name for a dog. You know that's true.
It's not true.
I think that's worse than Anthony Edwards Jr.
Yeah, 100% worse than Anthony Edwards Jr.
Love you,
Cap.
That's worse.
So
it's gonna happen.
Hey, what's your dog's name? Big Dog.
That's right.
I mean, if you buy like a little dog, will you name them Little Dog?
No, but I'm going to name a big dog, Big Dog.
Why?
You ever seen Chevy Chase's dogs. Funny Farm?
I have, but I've not had a long
time. Like, he had a dog named Yellow Dog.
Yeah, I do remember that now. Yes, that's a great... You realize that was a parody, right, Kaplan?
No, I didn't realize that, actually.
Yeah, anyway. Mm. Right. What's next, Funchy?
All right, guys. Now, I brought this up on Mason Island when I was filming for Bergman a couple weeks ago.
Wait, are you recycling questions?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm. A little bit. Whatever. Of course. Of course. A different crowd, different audience. Mm. Yeah, of course, man. Come on.
They don't
their audience is a little older, for sure.
Well, the fact...
I mean, just missiles flying today.
Jeez, I mean, man.
What do you want me to
man, tell you? I'm not wearing a bulletproof vest, too, today, man. All right. Well, I brought up the fact that Top Gun has a sequel. And I don't know why. It has to be one of the worst movies I've ever seen. One of the worst movies of the
80s. Wait.
Top Gun, yes.
The original Top Gun
yes.
is bad?
The original Top Gun
yes.
was one of the worst movies?
It's one of the worst movies. I just saw it recently. It's bad.
No.
You saw it recently for the first time?
No, not at all. I mean, I've seen it, you know, when I was a kid, but I'd watched it again
you know, as an adult, like recently, and it's bad.
I feel like that's a hot take. I feel like if we open the phones right now, most people would be. I think most people would disagree with you on Top Gun.
Well, I mean, I think only like one scene at the movie. It's the one they do that.
The volleyball?
You lost a loving feeling.
Oh, the I love that song. The girl. Yeah, I love that song.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. Right, right. It's a great scene.
Well, the volleyball scene, though. Come on.
Well, Michael Thompson's favorite scene, actually.
Highway to the Danger Zone when they're flying against the Russian planes.
I just feel like Top Gun didn't need a continuation and didn't need a sequel of the story.
Man, come on.
Here's a question, Cap.
Go. Are you in on Top Gun 2, swipe left or swipe right? Cap.
I'm going to swipe right. I'm in on Top Gun 2 because Top Gun, Maverick, I'm giving you your dream shot. You're going to Top Gun. I loved Top Gun when I was in high school. And, you know, there was a time where I thought I was going to the Naval Academy to become a naval aviator, of course, right? Didn't everybody? Right?
No, I did not. I liked the movie, but I did not think that.
I wanted a jacket.
Oh, no, dude. I was going to the Naval Academy to become a naval aviator. The only problem was I just didn't look good in the uniform. I didn't feel good like when I tucked in the whites, you know, the sailor whites. Of course I'm in on Top Gun 2. How could you not be? If Top Gun is...
Tom Cruise is going to be the like the instructor now.
Right.
Like he's Tom Skerritt, right? Whatever his name is, Tom Skerritt?
Yeah, he's that character. He's not that character, but he's replacing him.
Well, I just think this. If you watched Top Gun as a kid and it was an important movie in your youth, you're going to be in on Top Gun 2. Just the same way Coming to America was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
I mean, but that was terrible. It was.
Yeah, but I still was going to watch it.
But it was terrible.
So I don't think it was terrible.
Are you going to go pay to go watch it? Or are you going to wait for it to come on like HBO Max or something?
No, I don't pay to watch very many movies these days. Like, I don't actually go to the movie. I haven't been to the movie theaters in a long time. I would have gone for The Batman, but I don't know. I just never had time. And now it's on HBO Max, so what the hell do I need to go to a theater for?
I went on Saturday.
They dragged me.
The Secrets of Dumbledore. Or something, the
Fantastic Beasts
one, yeah. I've never even seen the first two, but I got dragged to it. I was like, whatever.
Was it right?
It was actually funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was actually good. Good movie.
What's next, Funchy?
All right, so I didn't know this, but robotic empires have been taking over AAA baseball this year.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and I'm scared. One, that a machine is taking another human's job, and you'll probably see this in all sports one way or another in like 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. So, short question. Is this the start of the end of the world like Skynet in Terminator? Swipe left or swipe right? Sedano.
I mean, no, swipe right. Swipe left, pardon me. I mean, tennis has had the eye in the sky forever. Like, they do that. I mean, granted, there's still a human being there in the chair, but they do the eye in the sky for tennis because it's hard. So, yeah, I got no problem.
That's what happened in Terminator 2, the beginning of Terminator. That's guy that took over.
You know, to get in this building, you need, like, it's like Minority Report. They do, like, a retina scan now these days. You know what I mean?
I mean, you just need your phone.
You know? I mean, geez.
Oh, man, I haven't set my phone up to do that. When I got the email and it was like, yo, you need to set up your phone to get into the building, I was like, do I really need to do that?
I did it today. It was very easy. Even you could do it. Just so you know, I'm an equal opportunity missile thrower today, apparently. So there's that.
Right, you're beating up on everybody, which I like. I like that a lot. Usually on Fridays, it's me who does this kind of stuff. I say a lot of things. I'm going to have to backpedal and maybe even, you know, somebody's going to ask for an apology of some kind.
Chris wasn't paying attention, so I just said, you know, it's kind of like we were talking about, Terminator 2? Funchy, you were talking about Terminator, right?
Yeah, Terminator, Skynet.
Right,
yeah.
And I said, you know, it's like this place. It's like Minority Report. You need a retina scan to get in the building now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's what you brought me back in. I was taking a break.
Yeah. You're about to do Lime Imaging Tuesday anyway in a couple minutes.
All Disco Tuesday. We've got a special one coming back.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good, I jam.
That is Radio Tinder each and every day at 5:30. Coming up next, as you heard, Christopher, we have a special jam. So there you go, special jam. And then the Dodgers, I finally feel like they're turning the corner in one particular aspect. Okay? Hmm. We'll get to that coming up in just a second. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.
Yes, indeed. Almost 5:45 in the Southland. It is an all-request Disco Tuesday. Not all-request, but an all-Disco Tuesday on a Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap.
All-request. Who knew?
How about a little jive talking, Cap?
Oh, yeah. Jive. This was requested on Twitter in a big way.
I know. That's why I said all-request.
The community has requested stuff.
I covered it up.
Yeah.
I don't know the words, but I know the song.
Well, here it comes. Here comes the hook, as we say in the business. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you,
you ready?
Ready
on a Disco Tuesday?
Yeah.
Let's go, Cap.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Come on, everybody. It's Jive Talking.
Bow, bow, bow.
Jive Talking.
Bow, bow, bow.
God, I should have had all the lyrics pulled up.
I got to be honest. We put a lot of promotion into the disco bit. Carlo and the social media team had a graphic.
It's absolutely failed.
Cap
has
not had it
today. Has not
delivered.
You've not delivered, Cap.
You delivered so well yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I think in the future, what I'd like to do is...
You did like four different numbers yesterday, as we used to say
impromptu,
in the business.
Though.
Impromptu.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
In one segment.
You're an impromptu actor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're off the cuff.
I feel like this, though. Here's what I would say.
Yes.
I love the idea of All Disco Tuesday on a Live Imaging Tuesday. And, George, you said it so well yesterday. Live Imaging Tuesday is lit. All I ask for is I just want to know what songs are coming because I want to rehearse.
That's not how it works, bro.
What do you mean, doesn't that's not how it works, bro?
No. That's not how it works.
Why not? If
we
I had
to
all
be on tip-top shape.
People love your singing, though. Like, it's amazing to me. Like,
right.
The amount of people I run into on the street, they'd be like, yo, Kaplan's singing, bro. I love it. I'm like, really?
Well, only because I'm trying to decide what I want to do in the future, Chris, and I would like to try and do this again.
Oh, yeah, because today was such a great hit.
No,
bro.
No, but hold on. Give me a second chance
here. It was
not
here. A great maiden voyage, I got to be honest.
But give me a second
There's
chance
a
here.
There's a missile towards you.
All
as 38 Special once said, the heart needs a second chance.
Right. All I want is I want to know the songs before, and then I'm going to rehearse.
Okay. All right, give him that. Give him one more try, like Timmy T once said.
Oh, look at these references.
There you go. Do you know Timmy T, Cap?
You got to rehearse, huh?
Cap, do you don't know Timmy T one more try?
You've sang it many times in your life to women, so.
Give it to me one more try.
Let's give it to me one.
Find the song.
Timmy T one more try.
I mean, really? That song is way old. Timmy T, let me tell you, there's not a person right now in their car in their 40s who did not hear Timmy T one more try at one point.
I like that. Okay. I like that Sinano's woken up finally because of that first hour was tight. He
you
was
guys need to do
missiles.
Freestyle Fridays or something.
Freestyle Friday can
like
get
that
people
idea.
Going. Yes,
drop
I like
a little
that.
Stevie B.
Excellent work, Funchy.
That's a good job, Funchy.
Let's put Funchy on the payroll.
I think he is.
Oh, he is? All right, good job, Funchy.
All right, thank you.
Wait a second. This is Timmy T?
Yeah.
It's a ballad, bro. In the early 90s, this thing was like Casey Kasem's number one hit for like 37 weeks or something like that.
And he writes, Dear Casey.
Yes, it is. Exactly.
If you listen to the Art LeBeau show, you hear this every week on the Art LeBeau show.
Yeah, that is true.
I want to give a shout out to my man.
Come on, man. Cap, did you ever call like the local radio station and do a shout out to a girl? Like a dedication?
No,
never.
Never.
What?
Never.
Oh, you,
never.
That's weak, bro.
Hey, this is Little Spider in Monrovia. I want to dedicate to my girl,
exactly.
Laura, in West Covina.
Does anyone still do that?
Yeah, on our LeBeau show.
Art LeBeau, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can we have one more try? I know I'm away for a little while, but I'll be back in six months.
That's literally how it goes. Yes, it you know, goes. Be like, I want to give a shout out to my man Snoopy. You know, he is locked up right now.
And it's even better when, like, Art LeBeau's reading, like, the letters and stuff like that.
He's in Chino right now, but he's coming home soon.
I love you, boo. You know I'm going to be here for you.
And your little fella loves you. He's waiting home for daddy, too. Kaplan's lost.
No, I'm not lost at all. It's just that Timmy T, I would never have been able to get that this is Timmy T, but I know the song.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I wouldn't have known Timmy T. Debbie Deb, I got. Stevie B, I know Stevie B, but not Timmy T.
This song was like, I mean, it topped the charts, man, for sure. So, back on March 23rd, 1991.
On this day.
Timmy T, one more try.
That's a good Casey Kasem.
Oh, I could do it, Christopher.
Chris Morales, next week, when we do Disco Tuesday.
Uh-huh. You want me to introduce the songs?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I want you to tell me the songs we're going to do, and then I'm gonna rehearse them.
I mean, that's not the bit we do.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to have the
Scott
lyrics.
Scott Kaplan with Gloria Gaynor,
but
I will survive.
But if I don't know the lyrics, then I can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
But yesterday, you did it impromptu, off
right.
the cuff. You
right.
performed four great numbers.
Yeah.
Everyone was so excited that they're like, Chris.
You know what you are? You're the guy that know you're going on the big date, and then you get the performance anxiety.
One hit wonder.
You know?
I don't know. Four-hit wonder, Laura, is, I think, more like
it. I mean, four, but just one day, you know?
Yeah, the well, second time around, it didn't work.
As Shalimar once said. Certain songs I know, and I know the words, and I can jam like a mofo. And then other songs I don't know, and I can't jam.
We started the show with the song that you pounded out like a mofo yesterday, Disco Inferno, and you were lost.
Yeah, maybe I was a little lost early in the show. It may have been what happened at the dentist office. That's true.
I'm telling you, you were off.
Did you have a cavity today?
No cavities. No cavities.
Cleaning.
Good for you.
Yeah, just a cleaning.
Was there a lot of blood?
Oh, give it to me. Here we go.
No.
See, now when I walk into a room, okay, I got to feel this. Anybody ever see the movie Kingpin?
Uh-huh.
No?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. With Randy Quaid and Woody Harrelson.
Right, and when Woody Harrelson walks into the bowling alley, he walking in slow motion, like I am right now, okay? Just taking my time.
Let's take this Scott Kaplan doing Burn Baby Burn by Ash.
And then I walk into the club and I put my hand up on the air. What up? Disco Inferno? Burn Baby Burn. I said a mother down.
No.
Burn Baby Burn. Disco Inferno? Burn Baby Burn.
You're definitely burning, burn, mother bro. Down. You're definitely burning. Mm.
So Papa Ish tweets in and he says, Sedona, One More Try was my song for my crush in elementary school. Her name was Lynette in Granada Hills.
Ah, Lynette.
Send a shout out.
Lynette. Yeah.
Recorded it on tape and played it in the background after school.
Lynette's listening off the 118 tonight.
off of Havenhurst. Here you go, Lynette. This is from Papa Ish. America's Top 40, Casey Kasem's Countdown.
Kaplan, at the Mandy Awards, I think we need to do a disco sketch. But you're going to have to bring a change of clothes, and you're not going to. Rachel's not going to be happy when you get up off the table.
Dude,
you have to give me
it.
Credit for a good pull on Havenhurst there.
That was very good. Yes.
Come on,
dude. I'm going to wear a one piece deal with like big bell bottoms and platform shoes and a big old Afro wig and some really cool gold chains. I'm going to have my shirt wide open, like as if I'm Jerry Buss on Winning Time.
Look like OJ in Naked
some
Gun.
Glasses. Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm telling you right now, if you want to do a disco bit at the Mandy's,
I do. I think I do want to.
You can count on me, pal.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to, like, perform on, like, the stage?
Maybe he just walks in from
the
entrance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with this failed thing, I don't know if he could pull it off.
That is true. Yeah.
I mean, we saw you dance that one time. It was pretty terrible.
It was bad. It was horrible.
Because remember, next week, Funches has been in on this. But next Tuesday, producer Lindsay will
be back. Oh, and she's just going to
eviscerate
you.
She is not going to like this.
Yeah, if you don't know how to nail this, yeah.
Let me tell you guys what I'm about to do for you right now.
Yeah.
I'll go.
I am going to tweet right now in the Sedano and Cap community. I am going to show you a picture of the sort of disco inferno kind of outfit that I'm going to rock at the Mandy's.
All right.
Okay? I'm going to tweet this to you guys, and you're going to check this out. And this is going to blow your mind. And I'm going to rock this. And Chris, you tell me what you want to do, but I'm all in on disco at the...
Is this kind of like when you were going to do 50 push-ups? Like that kind of thing? You're going to rock this?
We did 48.
No, you did 43.
Sorry.
Didn't
43.
He do 30?
Yeah, that's a lot less.
See, there's the body shaming again from Lauren.
No,
there it is.
Yes,
it's almost 10%
less. Always a shot.
First
always
of all.
A shot on my...
No.
On my training, no. My fitness, my figure.
As a fat girl, I do not body shame, so do not put that on me.
So John Gossie just tweets in, what WTF... I almost actually said the word. Laura really would have had a heart attack. WTF is wrong with Cap. I mean, we could go on for days on that.
There's a lot. There's a lot there.
Yeah.
What does he mean, what's wrong? That he doesn't have anything specific?
No.
Okay. All right. Check out Twitter right now. And by the way, I put it in. Well, I thought
what did you
I put
do?
It in the. I thought I put it in the community. I probably didn't.
What did you do?
Well, yeah, you did it.
I tweeted you guys a picture.
Okay, putting it in the community isn't saying, "Hey, Sedano," tagging Sedano.
Oh, I see it here.
And Cap community. No, you have to be in the community. By the way, have you joined? If you're listening, have you joined the Sedano and Cap community? The circle.
Yeah, he
of
tweeted.
Trust?
he didn't actually put it in the community. He just tweeted it like, oh my god.
And forgot Funch. Yeah.
So be sure to join the community on Twitter.
Right, you didn't tweet Funch either. What the hell,
Funchy? Yeah.
What bedroom is this? Is this your bedroom or Rachel's?
Oh god,
bedroom?
No. This is bad. This is like my mom and dad's like retirement community, like Boca del Vista. Phase
wait a minute,
five.
I think I see your dad in the corner of this picture.
Really?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I do.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I can't tell he had a vasectomy there though.
Oh yeah, there he is. He's standing in the corner. He's like, got to look. Like, what in the hell is wrong with this guy?
Yeah. He's
Come
like,
on, that outfit
that,
is
that's
fire.
The fruit of my loins right there is what he's saying.
Outfit
I do
fire.
Like the outfit. I mean, yeah. I think that would be a good throwback.
So wear that at the Mandy's.
Yeah, I got to find this. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can find this.
By the way, you know who's finding stuff? Cody Bellinger, as in finding the ball and hitting it over the fence.
Mm-hmm.
That's encouraging, isn't it?
I thought so. I mean, listen, I know that the storyline last night, at least in the early part of the game, was Freddie Freeman. But later on in the game, when Bellinger came up and hit that home run, I mean, if you're a Dodger fan, that's what you want to see, right? I mean, you want to see this guy figure out, get it back together. I mean, it was the bottom of the eighth inning, and it was a big home run, 400-plus feet. And look, I think most eyes at the beginning of this season have been on Bellinger. Because listen, everybody's talking about Freddie Freeman, but Bellinger is hitting like seventh.
Yeah, and also a former MVP.
Right, and you're looking at him going, listen, because Dave Roberts said this, his defense is so good
yes.
that you can work his bat in the latter part of the lineup. But right. if Cody Bellinger goes back to being who he was, call it 2 or 3 years ago, it's just that much more firepower in this Dodger lineup.
We go to Todd, who's been holding on patiently. Todd, what do you got for us, pal?
Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire, Cap. Top Gun is a phenomenal movie. What are you talking about?
Well, it was Funchy. It was Funchy who didn't like it.
Oh, Funches, you're breaking my heart. I thought that was something Cap would say.
Bro, listen to me. Do you understand Highway to the Danger Zone, dude?
It's actually just called Danger Zone.
Oh, it is? Well, it's you're on the highway. You're on the highway to the Danger Zone. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I freaking love Top Gun. Yeah. And all these years, like, how old do you think Top Gun is? 1986, 87?
85, 86, that sounds right, yeah.
Right, you're talking like 35 years after the fact, and I'm in on Top Gun 2. There we go.
There it
now
is.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking here.
And Kenny Loggins kind of like straining his voice. Overdrive. There he is, revving up the engines.
I love Top Gun.
Brrrm.
Dennis Dudu Footloose 2?
Yes, he did.
All Footloose, Caddyshack.
Yeah.
There was another one. Where's the ballad?
Man.
This song was good for the 80s, though.
Whenever I Call You Friend, which was from another movie.
Yeah. This song is very 80s, but very good 80s.
Why would it be called The Highway to the Danger? The song, the movie's about pilots.
Right.
They're in the air, not on the highway.
Right, but the lyric is Highway to the Danger Zone.
Does he say highway?
I do believe he does.
I don't think he says the highway to the danger zone.
Well, you know I screw up a lot of lyrics and words, but hold on. Let's hear it for a second here.
All right, stand by.
Here it is right here.
Sorry, it's going to end. It's going to end, sorry.
Highway to the
We'll play it coming back. We'll play it coming back.
I don't think he says highway.
Let's go to break and we'll figure it out. We'll break this caper on the other side. We're back in 2 minutes.